Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Number 7 on the year for JD, and I like it that you took advantage of the short right field porch out there. You like that, huh?
Yeah, I love it. I love it. Yeah, I was laughing around first. I hit it pretty good, but I didn't know if it was going to go out or not. But it ended up going about 8 to 10 rows deep, and I just laughed because that was – it was a barrel, but it wasn't – it didn't feel like a golf ball that he got it all of it, so it felt weird.
That's okay. It still counts. It doesn't matter. It's a number up there. A double by McNeil, your single, and then Pete Alonso with a home run. You guys really needed that. You set the tone early after getting blown out in game one, JD.
Yeah, absolutely. Paxton, dominant with the fastball. We wanted to get to him early. I don't want to take any credit from him because he's a bona fide ace over there. So, we just wanted to, get on him early. I know he's got off in the IL. He's been a limited amount of pitch or on a pitch count for them. So we knew that fastballs were coming. We just wanted to be aggressive. And I know Squirrel hit a little three hopper down the first base line that got us going. And then, I just tried to be aggressive. I got to 1-0 count. I ended up staying through a ball, making an adjustment. Big props to Chili helping me out of just, widening out, getting my foot down just a tick earlier, and I've been struggling with that, and everything just kind of flowed through that. Pete had a crazy at bat. I don't know how many pitches it was. I think it was double digits, just fouling pitches off, and then finally got a fastball up, and he just looked like he's out there with the fishing pole. He just flicked it, and it just went about 420 feet, and so it just set the tone. And it just, helped us out with the energy in the dugout, and just to come out and get on those guys early, it just helped us, have some momentum and think, just say that we could play with these guys. So
how did this feel to you today? You played both ends of both games here, and your first Subway Series. How did it feel?
First off, I'm exhausted. second off, no, it was awesome. It it wasn't an away game, but it felt like home as well. You got a bunch of Mets fans cheering for you out there, and then Yankee fans chirping at you. So it's pretty fun, but it was a playoff environment. Even in the day game, and then the night game, a little more people showed up and it got loud. So it was pretty fun. It was fun to be a part of, and I can't wait for it to go to Citi Field.
Yeah, you got two more at Citi Field. That's the good part. JD, congrats. Thanks very much. Appreciate it.
No problem. Thank you.
JD Davis with a big home run tonight, and the Mets get a little payback in game number 2.